Happy Friday, besties. It's happy hour. Woo!
Woo-woo. Fuck yeah.
We survived the week. We are so happy to be joining you at the end of your week today. What do we have going on? I think we have a listener story, don't we, Ashley? We got something interesting in the HR besties mailbox.
We did. Do you want me to kick off with that to get this happy hour started? It's always good to start with some hot goss.
I know we got a dish about something.
When it's a story of a story, but this happened to this HR besties listener, and we love these submissions, and this one made me smile. So, you know, recently, guys, we were talking about like global things that happen globally and traditions like Lee talking about the glass with the water in it or going to P.F. Chang's.
We got taking your Chinese colleagues to P.F. Chang's when they visit.
Well, so this listener, this brought up a memory, a repressed memory in her mind. And this listener happens to be in Japan and works in HR. And she wanted to share with us a toxic boss story that is so unbelievable, but true, as the best ones are.
I'm excited.
And HR's nodding along right now because, you know, what's our motto? What did you share the other day, Jamie? The summary of my job. You can't make this shit up.
Yeah, you literally can't make this shit up.
No.
Yeah.
And only Ashley's read this story.
Yeah.
So this is new for us. Ooh, I'm excited.
You will get our legit reactions.
So this person's boss is the CEO. So they report. So shout out to HR reporting to the CEO. So we'll give them a small amount of kudos on that. Exactly. not finance. But the CEO is an expat from Japan. And recently, he took the whole executive team out in Japan and had an executive team summit. And after the meeting, he had his daughter, who's in her early 20s, meet them so they could spend the rest of the day touring around the city, go to dinner. And so after the dinner, Mr. CEO asked our listener and then the only other female exec to go ahead and escort his daughter back to the hotel so that he and the male executive team, who he called the gentleman, could go out. And our listener said, I was momentarily confused as to why the men were going out with the women, but then I understood that the gentlemen were going to a gentleman's club. And I asked him if he's sure that that's the right thing to do, which, again, pause. Shout out to listener for the in the moment, you know, coaching opportunity for Mr. CEO, which of course his response was to again say, please take my daughter back to the hotel. Which we did, trying to hide our shock and disgust from her. Following the trip, Mr. CEO included a $3,000 non-itemized bill to the gentleman's club in his expense report. And yes, he was reimbursed, which, as she well ends, says makes open kimono even more cringy.
Oh my God. I mean, look, they just wanted to see some titties. But on a work thing?
That's really a thing, right? I mean, that is definitely a cultural difference there.
Yes.
I mean, that is fairly common in other parts of the world, you know?
Like yes.
The men folk still going out alone.
The gentlemen.
In other parts of the world, like Manhattan. And
I know. Yeah, no, like Dallas. But it's a cultural thing, but even just in an organization, culturally, you know what I mean? Like it's, but that is really cringe for me. And that would really piss me off personally to not be included in something. You know what I mean?
I want to see titties too.
No, it's literally a work event. No, but you know what I mean, right? I mean, like, okay, is someone going to tuck me in and pat me on the fucking head too? I mean, what the fuck, you know?
Like, right. Like,
why did I bring all these fucking ones?
Ones?
Like, I wanted to see some titties. God. Come on, y'all.
This is the exact team. It should be like, I don't know, 10s, 20s? Come on, let's...
Yeah, that's valid. That's... Well, I mean, at $3,000, I'm thinking if that was an expense, that probably wasn't singles.
Yeah.
That was probably drinks.
That's right.
Lap dances? Oh.
And that's probably just the main bill. I'm sure people put other things on their corporate cards. You know what I mean?
Yes, I'm sure.
That's probably a 15K night plus.
But this world of HR that's like, you can't make this shit up and things happen. And even when you have like, which so many people in that moment and after would be like, I can't say anything. I can't say anything because, you know, you are worried about your job at risk or the CEO, you know, saying things to you. But to say that in the moment, be like, are you sure that's the right thing to do? Please take my daughter.
Sure.
Just take my daughter.
Girls,
I wonder if the daughter knew.
I mean,
you know,
maybe
one. Why was she even coming? Like, for real, though.
Yeah, that was
like
weird.
To the even prior to titties. I mean, why are you inviting your daughter? And then to have someone to escort her because we're going to go look at titties. Like, what?
It's yeah. Have you guys ever been? Have you literally thinking?
Yes, I've been to a strip club. No.
Cool. Not my question, but I appreciate that. I love learning every Friday at happy hour.
Love the transparency. I love the transparency.
But have you ever been in a meeting where an executive, especially senior most executive, brings their child in and you're like, okay. Often it's like maybe a college student that's like, I have ideas on how you guys should run your business. I've sat through some of those sometimes and you're just like, no. Like, and again, I preach, like I just made a video recently on having friendships of all ages. So I'm not trying to poo-poo that, but it's like that experience where it's like the executive and their child and you know, it's only a matter of time because they're going to take your job. And so you're like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Or they hire them.
You know, I'm sure that this is a common thing, but I cannot tell you how many executives have either sent me their child's resume to review or asked me to do mock interviews. I mean, I literally in my 21 years, I have done this numerous times and it irks the shit out of me. And then I'm thinking, well, I am getting paid to do this because you're allowing me to do this on company time.
No, you're not.
I mean, technically.
But they're not like, okay, Jamie, what can I take off your plate so that you can do this instead? You're expected to do.
Of course not. It's like
all of your work.
Hey, will you take a look at my daughter's resume?
Oh, gosh. Like, that's not a service.
I can't tell you how many times.
Yeah. No, it's a lot. Or, hey, can you just put my niece on the payroll so that they can work here?
Oh,
or can
God.
You
think
put
benefits.
My...
Nepo babies.
No, seriously. That's a thing.
I know we've said the road to hell is paved with incentive trips and holiday parties, but I also think we got to add, it's also paved...
Titty bars.
...with the chairman of the board's nephew's fraternity brother, who's going to be hired as an intern and then shows up and does nothing. And you can't do anything about it if you want to have job security. And so I think those... I am sure this at this happy hour, those in HR are cheersing the number of resumes they've been asked to look at. If a like frontline employee were to like have to bring their child to work for something, or they wanted to do that, it would be like time theft.
Oh, a big
use of company resources.
It's against this policy all of a sudden, you know.
But like yeah, help out. And so, what I think would be much more valuable, and perhaps this is more of a Wednesday topic because this is more business than bullshit. But for organizations, if you want to do something nice, have HR take some things off their plate and have a day where you help out any like you know give resume tips, including families and dependents of some of your frontline employees.
Yeah, that is actually really cool.
Like that just came to me after, you know, most good ideas come. So I'm going to put that on the back of a napkin. But to do that, that's going to be a better use of people's time in a short amount of time and do some of those to help. And that I'm more receptive to of helping people that probably are more needing and appreciative of help.
Mm-hmm.
But just don't blame HR for that shit. Like if you're listening to this and you do not work in HR, which I think is the majority of our listeners, honestly, we have a ton of people that, you know, listen because they're leaders, they're professionals, they want to learn something. I don't know. Maybe
they
just
Lee's
like
voice.
Listening to us talk.
That's
yes,
what I was
right?
going to say. They like Lee's voice.
And they like my voice and that's okay too.
Just say a few names. We're going to pull some names from a hat.
I know,
Lee will
right?
say.
Johnny. Hey, John. Hey, Steve. Hey, Michael. It's wonderful to have you here listening.
Someone's going back 15 seconds.
Venmo me $20. Exactly.
Can you add, what's the upsell for feet pics, Lee?
Oh my God.
$200.
Okay.
I was going to say 500.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Inflation. Shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, mine are 250.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what I mean? Damn. You know, in this economy, shit, at least 500. I mean, you want the pair, right? 250 for one. Shit. But, you know, just don't blame HR for this shit because we do push back. We do counsel. We do coach. But, you know, someone's brother, being an intern here or something is not our hill to die on. Like we get fired too. I've definitely been fired for not going along for something. And that's one of those things where it's not necessarily an integrity issue.
Right.
Like, you know, it's not like illegal. How about that? It's, you know, it's like one of those gray ethics concerns where it's like, damn, you should not be doing this really for your professional brand, CEO. Like, you look cringe as fuck doing this. I highly don't recommend it. We don't have a policy on it, but should you really be doing, you know, it's like a lot of those conversations are happening. But just because, you know, Jamie's processing the fucking payroll on it or coaching or whatever, you know, or doing the rest, I mean, don't be coming at us because, you know, we have to eat too. You know, so it's just not one of those hills to die on. Yeah. It's not something like gravely illegal. It's just totally inappropriate. You know, I mean, what can you
now,
do?
As an HR professional, do I make a note that I said, don't do this and document it? I fucking absolutely do.
You put it in Discover. You send the email. CYA, cover your ass.
Yep.
If anyone's ever done a termination of employment and some of those back pocket things have not come out of like, well, this is what I was asked to do, or this happened a few years ago, that's when like, you know, that wallet comes out of the back and the things. But the unfortunate thing is that people don't feel comfortable talking about that. And it just creates, it's like, you know, toxicity. Having one like intern of like summer intern of this executive, this board member, someone they know can make an environment toxic, because all of a sudden the number one qualification everyone talks about with that person is their relationship to an executive. Everybody knows what that means. And so then it's like completely unequal. Everybody's pissed. Even if someone is qualified, some of the best situations I've seen have been even relatives of those board members that come and like work those roles and like show that they're there. They do, you know, they work alongside people, but often it's like,
did you say it worth the squeeze?
Yeah. And they'll be executives like, well, I'm an executive. I'm an owner. I'm this is my company. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is my life and I am going to choose to live it elsewhere. And blasted on Glassdoor is what response man. You should expect.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
So I have a good one, though, that's pretty adjacent, right? So you talking right there reminded me of this one time I was integrating a new business into a much larger business. And the previous president of that business came to me like in March or something, like really late for a summer intern, right? And said, hey, I need you to put a summer intern into payroll. I was like, well, we're not doing interns here. This place is a fucking shit show. Like, we're in the middle of acquisition. And I mean, you know, like, why the fuck would we put an intern here? And oh, FYI, that would have started last summer, basically, like August of last year in this huge Fortune 10 company, right? Like, all the interns are placed. What are you talking about? Like, there's a formal process for this.
And then it starts to become crystal clear.
Oh, yeah. And then he goes, no, this is just someone that we've always had in the business. She's come the last couple of years. I'm like, who is it? It was his Swedish maid. So this adorable, gorgeous, like Swedish model that, what is it? The people that stay in the house?
Au pair?
Not a maid. Oh, pair. Okay. Like all rude. I called him maids. I couldn't think of the word though. You know, I was thinking docent. I was like, it's not a docent.
Like walking around the museum. Let me show you your own house.
Exactly.
These are your children. Let me introduce you to your children.
Much.
That you don't.
No, literally. Like it's like a 10,000 square foot house. No, literally, they get to visit with them once a week, right? but no, it was that sort of situation where, you know, he would bring her in, put her on payroll. payroll. The wife goes on vacation for the summer, and whatever happens, you know, in that mansion during the summer happens, right? And I am paying her to do whatever like that. So anyways, I told him, oh, no, that's legally impossible because, of course, I had to get a visa or whatever. I mean, you know, all these things have to happen. The student visa, all this bullshit in the last, and she's starting next week. Fuck no, she's not. Anyway, that guy and I fought a lot, but good times.
Well, I'm just amazed it was she's starting next week and not she started last week.
Yeah. Or today.
For real. Well, she ain't getting paid.
Yeah. And she didn't get paid. Why didn't she not get paid? First I've heard of
volunteer
this.
Work.
Yeah. But she has she needs a visa. Come on. It's like the Mary Poppins bibbidi bobbidi boo expectation that. Oh my God, as well. If anybody in HR has had to deal with trying to get the visa of.
Oh God, no. Don't turn it this way.
I've got stories for fucking days.
Don't turn the conversation that way.
I can't. We can't. This is, you know what?
Me too. It's horrific.
J1s.
Oh,
Oh my gosh. But man, that's a great story there.
It is.
Like, are you sure
classic, yeah.
You want to do
And then you go and you know, just like us besties would be, you know that this executive, they probably already are besties being the only two females on this team, but you know they are like poking each other, texting each other about what the fuck are we going to do? And like, what are we going to say? Good night. Yeah. Do we tuck her in? And then I'd be like, all right, let's go out. Let's go out after we.
On the company bill and spend $4,000. Fuck y'all. Because that pisses me off not being included like that, you know?
Yeah. Lee wants to see titties too.
Well, I just want to be out with my team forming bonds and team building, you
over
know,
titties,
and treat
though?
It like the executive no. that I used to
yeah,
be.
Yeah. See, like.
I've never been to a strip club, not that way.
For a team bonding experience. Okay,
no,
I got it.
No.
Oh my God.
No, I haven't been to a...
For a team bonding experience.
Jamie and I both just did the eyes emoji, if you can see what I'm trying to...
Lee, I understand what you're saying. I'm joking about the titties, but like...
I've only been to the men's side kind. Only been to the kind with men.
Oh, like Thunder from Down Under?
Yeah. Like that.
All right. I love this.
That's like, right. I haven't been to the strip clubs where it's women.
I actually recall a story that Lee once told us.
Oh, gosh. Which one?
Yeah, now I'm trying to remember. Wait, not what?
I'm all now. Text it to me and I'll let you know if I'll share it. You're like, you don't want to hear. No one needs to be hearing this, girl. You got a brand. Okay. You got a brand to protect.
just like in a meeting where sometimes a short phrase or word can capture everything, or the phrase bless your heart can communicate so much. Lee's. Yeah. Is going to capture a lot, I think, in my mind. So yeah.
Like maybe instead of titties, we go to Topgolf.
I love Topgolf. I love going to Topgolf. I didn't recognize.
I've never been and I want to go so bad.
Oh, it's so fun.
We have one in Nashville too.
Oh, yeah.
Never been.
You should
we'll go. Yeah.
I like to drink and eat there.
Yeah. I just want to like hit balls really hard.
Yeah. And I'll hit balls hard.
Yeah. Some people will bring their own clubs to Topgolf.
Oh, come get a fucking grip. Chill out.
Okay, Ashley did it.
Okay, I mean, I just... Well, I haven't, but I'm a lefty lady golfer, and so when I show up, the only left-handed clubs they ever miss. So I haven't brought my own exactly for that, because I would assume the reaction would be exactly as what you guys just did, and so I'm happy to pressure test that privately amongst this group and on a podcast. I bet some of our listeners have some good Topgolf stories and about, like, some executive bringing, like, their golf clubs with you, probably making the intern bring them.
Oh, yeah.
I would overcompensate for you. Like if you brought your golf clubs, I'd be like, she's a lefty.
See, that's bestie.
Oh, I know. She'd try to smooth it out for you.
That is bestie. But Jamie came in. Well, speaking of Jamie came in this week as ride or die bestie on Lee.
Oh, gee whiz.
It was right. Who said this?
Crazy.
Everybody, I am the researcher. Jamie is the all-around best of a type of bestie wing moment that will come for you hard, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she did this week for Lee.
Yes, because somebody told me that I had It was a long comment, actually.
It was
impressive to me that someone would write that. Well, it was worrisome to me. It's more fascinating, right? Like a documentary sort of topic that someone would write like such a long comment. It was like 20 lines of comment to just say they were jealous of my eyelashes. I mean, because that's all they had to say, right? It was this long ass comment. And they said that, what, I have eyelashes like a $2 hooker. That's how it is.
But yeah, because it started with the she, which again, though she obviously doesn't listen to the podcast because we've said in the past, when you leave a comment, yes, other people can see it, but so can we, not always, you know, we don't see all of our comments, which is for the best. But when you say she, like we can see it. And so she described you as she. I think she was like, if she were my HR person, I couldn't focus whatsoever because of her eyelashes.
Oh, do you want me to just read it? I found it.
Yeah, let's do it. You brought it up,
so let me read it. She says, what the fuck is... Now, this is a public comment on Instagram, FYI. And I know sometimes we talk about comments on here, but it was... I've probably received like 100 messages from people because I put this in my stories. What the fuck is with those eyelashes? 4 question marks. Can you not make an effort to at least make them look like you cared enough not to try and distract anyone who's forced to have a conversation with you? Mother, I mean, damn, you know, fuck.
So she did use you. So she does realize she's talking to you. Damn, I was wrong. My memory was faulty.
If I was called into your office for an HR meeting, I wouldn't have a clue what was discussed because the entire meeting, I would be trying to come up with a tactful, HR-appropriate way to tell you that you look like a $2 hooker. Oh, my God. Okay, first of all, $2. I said at least $2,000. I mean, $2 in this economy? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, look how much her feet pics are going for.
Well, and she has her Instagram under her real name, so bless that. Oh, and she's from Canada, and so it's essentially, I said it was even more insulting because that's about $1.43 US.
$1.43.
What the heck? My goodness.
I know, but that was my first reaction. I was like, $2? Shit. I mean, at least $2,000 in this economy? I can't even buy eggs for that shit. Damn, you know?
No.
So it's weird because it was kind of like complimentary, but not in a, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's weird. Like, she's distracted, but I guess because they're so disgusting. I don't know.
Then Jamie comes in.
Oh, then Jamie comes in, writes her a comment, of course. She said, I'm going to send this to your employer.
I just simply let her know that I was sending it to her employer. That's all.
And it did. It did get sent to her employer.
It did get sent to her employer.
Damn. You know, I mean, so that's my advice. I mean, if you're going to be clocking those bitch overtime hours of BOTs, do not use your real name.
Yeah, that's a good
point.
Don't use your real name. I reported it as hate speech. I use the normal technique, reported it as hate speech because I hated it. I hated it. So.
It's bullying and harassment, but yeah, that was a good one.
Then I came in with a long long comment about how pathetic and sad she must be.
Oh, yeah. Yours was funny, man. Like, what did you say? Like, write this in your sad diary or something. Sad journal.
Yes, I said there's two things you should do with this. One is write it in your world's saddest diary, or two, keep it out and basically don't try to bring down someone who has, and your whole video was about like kindness and uplifting people. I that was the ironic part. But anyway.
Yes, it was all about like positivity, you know? And so for someone to come in with that bullshit was just fascinating. Like, that's what they got out of the video. And what's wild is that video, my eyelashes, that was just one coat of mascara. Like, that was like a quickie job.
It wasn't like your normal.
No, it wasn't very thick because sometimes the volume, TMI, but TMI, you know, ladies or anyone who wears mascara, like the volume of the mascara on your eyes can change, like, because, you know, you're putting multiple coats on or whatever. Well, sometimes my anxiety will get real bad. I'm overthinking on something and I'll just sit there and just like, I'm putting a shit ton on. So then they're like super dark. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, you know, but it wasn't one of those days is my point. They were very thin. My God. But anyways, sorry for my $2 hooker eyes.
But it always is so shocking to me that people comment on physical appearance under a video that you posted. Like they almost forget that we can read those comments. And we're people too. I know. I know I've bitched about this so many times, but it just irks the shit out of me.
I just feel bad for them.
Well, I just took a picture. I'm going to put it on our Instagram story when we publish this, go live. Because I don't know why, Jamie, it looked like, are your headphones around your neck now?
Yeah, they were making.
Did you take them off like you're a DJ?
No, they fucking made a weird noise. We're making a weird noise. So I had to take them off. Y'all sounded like fucking aliens.
More so than I usually do.
Yeah. So,
but you look like you have a turtleneck or like a barber thing on. And so I'm going to put this
on her
story.
Yeah, she looks cool as shit. Look at her. She goes hard.
That's right.
I like that.
There you go. Now we're going to have to put them back. We're going to put them back on. But anyway, it looked funny when they were around there. So I just took a picture. So I'll pop that on our Instagram story, HR Besties Pod Insta.
We have a speaker's agent now, which is cool as shit. So what is that? That means that we had a organization reach out to us, Gotham Artists, shout out, saying they wanted to represent us for speaking engagements, which is amazing. I know.
What?
So HR Besties, and then all of us individually as well. So, I mean, what an honor, right? That is so cool. So we have profiles out there now. We have them in our bios. If you want to book us, please do. But our agent, cool as shit, fun fact, Anthony Bourdain's agent of like 20 years. I mean, what the fuck? Like,
Lori, shout out to Lori Barnett. She's amazing. So you'll see it. So if you do ever want anything, you can go to our page. We have like a whole speaking thing and you can reach out because she does that. But it's so wild.
It's wild
for all of us, I think. So
like little old me. What?
Well, don't call yourself old because I'm older than you. Little young you.
Oh, I know.
Oh, well, only by a few months, please.
Well, that counts. So, as the elder of this group.
But we love being out there because we love meeting you all in person. Right. I mean, we love doing the speaking thing. I have an engagement at a headquarters in Pennsylvania here in a couple of weeks, and I won't divulge the name yet, but I'm so excited for that. So excited. And the same goes with conferences, too. Right. Everyone's reaching out, asking us which conferences are we going to be at this year and all that. And we're having conversations. We're having discussions, you know, but we love to be out there and shaking hands, kissing babies, all that bullshit. You know,
isn't that kind of a funny thing? Like kissing babies? Like, would you want your baby kissed, Jamie?
Oh, fuck no.
I mean,
fuck no.
I don't know if I'd want to kiss a baby or have
Hell
it.
No.
Thank you. Although I did once.
No. I would want to kiss a baby.
Well.
Though. Like cuddle with it. But I wouldn't. I wouldn't cross that boundary.
We were flying to New York. My daughter, now she's a teenager, but she was a baby, like 10 months old. And we flew to New York and I got off the plane and Gail King was right there at the end of the runway waiting.
Oh
I guess she was going
God.
From New York to Atlanta. I could not have thrown my daughter harder at her. I mean, I have a picture. I will put it. I do have that picture. So I'll pop it on the story. I mean, literally, I don't know. I certainly don't know her. I mean, she smiled and she was very friendly, but like maybe I don't know. What is
you gave her your baby?
Yes. Yes. And she took her and she's,
did she ask for it?
I don't think so.
See, I think that's what's happening is that people are giving people their babies to kiss.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'd like to think in my mind, she asked.
So Oprah is your daughter's godmother by default.
Yes, yes, that's right. This is true. You know,
by default.
Oh, that's cool as shit. Damn. Well, yeah, but conferences, yes. I mean, excited about those. Do you have any crazy conference experiences that you can share?
No, I bring a very professional. People do. That is one thing that they're like, and I say this to people all the time. And that's just part of the reason why in my filming, I took down our HR Bestie sign for some of my things because it said business and bullshit. And I thought, well, I got to be professional. And so we do bring bring professional. So please know that we have.
Well, maybe y'all do.
I know. I was like, I'm a slut for conferences and I go hard. Like I like to go out and schmooze and dine and booze and all of that. And some conferences they you drink.
Yeah, it's true.
People have champagne and whatever else at their booths, you know, and I just circulate and chat and
I'm happy to do that. I've spoken a number of times in person. I do a lot virtually now, a lot of like team building stuff. Yeah. But thank you. But I do. But I spoke when I was in Sydney. I spoke at the International Bar Association conference on this panel. And this weekend, too, the people, it was with like a panelist. They're from like Ireland, Paris, like our whole panel. We talked about like religion at work and different things around the world. But it was like from like the Irish and Parisian speakers. And I saw the two of them were together at a conference this weekend. And I was like, oh my God, our dream team. It was so much fun. And all of our prep calls were super fun. So we love all that stuff. I like going to conferences too. I think it's just fun to like be there and I don't know, meet people.
The energy, the swag. All of that. Oh, I love a good conference, but definitely reach out if you'd like to see your HR besties on the road. We love that you all drop in our emails and DMs and let us know where you all are going to be too and what conferences you're attending. So that's awesome. It's good to keep development.
Yay, learning, growth, yay. Always.
Learning, yay.
Yay, book us.
I've learned enough. Ooh, it's happy hour. Everyone's drinking.
I haven't even started drinking.
Oh, gosh. So imagine you at a conference, huh?
We're real professional. Well, ask
yourself. Yeah, we're very professional.
I said y'all were. Not so much me.
Exactly. Right. There we go. Hey, it's always good to let loose, have a little happy hour. If you're going to happy hour later, enjoy.